I was 11 years old that year. It was summertime, finished my fifth grade, up on the farm, and we looked up on our farm lane in western Pennsylvania. And we saw a car coming down. Dad was with us at that time. We had a service station and motel up on the highway. We bought the farm, my uncle did, so that he could obtain that highway access. We saw this car coming down and all of a sudden recognized that it was the sheriff's car. The sheriff was coming and we noticed that there was a person beside the sheriff in the front seat. As they pulled up, we realized it was the neighbor on the next farm over. As the sheriff pulled up, he got out of the car and he said, and this neighbor says, your dog was over attacking his sheep. Your dog was biting his sheep and killed three or four of his sheep. Dad said, no, it wasn't our dog. I don't think so. Our dog's well fed. It may have been that stray that sometimes comes around here. It was over there. And the guy said, no, I saw your dog and that stray. They were both biting the sheep. And the sheriff said, well, there's one way to find out whether your dog did it. Bring your dog over here. So our dog, it was my dog. Bowser was my dog. He was Bowser number two. The number one had died when I was about eight. And this was Bowser number two. We took him up to the farm, a little terrier, all black with a little white in here. And we called him over. The sheriff opened his mouth. He said, look here, there's wool between his teeth. Sheep's wool. He was doing it. My dad said, well, what do we do? This guy said, you owe him about $100. Now, Dad made $20 a week at that time because they're trying to put everything back into the service station and business. And we got our groceries for, you know, pretty much from the business. But $20 a week is all he got for, you know, all the things we did at school and everything, clothing and all that. Well, $100 was 5 weeks' pay. So Dad said, well, at least we can keep the dog, can't we? The sheriff said, well, yeah, you can keep it. And the other guy said, well, if you keep that dog's going to keep running over here. Now that he's tasted the sheep's blood and everything, he's going to keep running to our farm. So the sheriff said, well, you can keep him, but you're going to have to put him on a chain and tie him up all the time, keep him chained all. Well, Dad said, I don't know, we can't do that to this dog. We're not going to put him on a chain. So then the sheriff said, well, we'll take him and we'll destroy him. When I heard that, I screamed, no, no, not Bowser. And I left, and I ran up into the house, and they put a rope around Bowser's neck and put him in the back of the pickup truck. It was actually a car, looked like, but it was a pickup in the back. And I ran upstairs. I'm crying. My tears are coming down my face. I go upstairs, and I look out, and there's Mom. Bowser's in the backseat. Dad said, Dave, you want to come back down and say goodbye? You want to say goodbye to Bowser? I'm crying. No, I can't. No, Bowser can't go. And I'm crying. I see my mother hug him. I see my dad hug him. I see Gary, my brother Gary, hugs the dog. They're all saying goodbye to the dog in the backseat. And then I see the sheriff and the other guy start to get in this pickup. And I realized, I got to get down there. And because they backed the pickup up and they were ready to go this way. So I now leave the bedroom. I'm running down the stairs. I go through the house. I come out the front door and the truck has already started down the lane. And I screamed to Dad, I want to say goodbye. I want to say goodbye, Dad. And he said, it's too late. It's too late. I called you. Now they're going down the lane. I can't get stop them now. They're going. And I stood there and watched as the truck went down, made a right turn up the hill. That was all our lane. We had a half a mile lane before you got up on the Highway 40. And I watched and I saw Bowser in the back of the truck and he's going up there. And I cried and I'm screaming and crying now even more than I was before because now I didn't get to say goodbye. I learned a couple of lessons from that. And that is, one, when you want to do something, don't delay. Don't put it off if that's what you really want to do. And number two, face reality. I thought if I just screamed and cried and run up to my room, nothing would happen. They wouldn't go to my house. Surely Dad wouldn't let that truck go because he knows I want to say goodbye. And it was my dog, you know, and in a sense. And so they won't let him go as long as I don't come down and say goodbye. Well, he went anyway. And then the other reality that came to mind is there are times in life when it is just too late. It was too late now, and Bowser went. How many times in your life have you postponed something? How many times did you wanted to do something, it was the time to do it, you just put it off, you didn't do it, and the opportunity passed, and it was not there anymore? How many times in your life have you not faced the reality of something because you thought, if I just don't face it, maybe it won't come to pass? How many times in your life have you failed to realize that there is a certain time when it is too late? And for an 11-year-old boy in Western Pennsylvania, his dog went out of sight and it was too late. And I never got to say goodbye.